One of the famous questions the commentators, the Mefarshim, ask in Parshas Chayei Sarah is, which talks about the Shidduch of Yitzchak, that Hashem, that Avraham sent Eliezer, his loyal servant, to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. So, what's interesting to note, the Mefarshim point out, that even though there's a lot of time spent on the story of the Shidduchim, we don't find Eliezer's name mentioned once in the Torah, meaning in this parsha. We know Eliezer is the Eved Avram, so that's our opinion. We know he's an Eved Avram, and that's who the Torah is referring to. So why is it that why it's not coincidental? Why is it that Eliezer's name is not mentioned in the Torah? So the Mefarshim point out, because we want to show that the greatness of Eliezer, and even though he had his own personal negiyus, he also had a daughter, and he was hoping that Yitzhak would marry his daughter. And therefore, in part of it might have been that he didn't want it to work out. Because maybe if Yitzchak came back without a wife, if he'd come back without finding the right one, so then maybe Avram would take his daughter. But nevertheless, even though that's what he wanted, he was able to overcome his own negiyas, and he was able to be an Eved Avram, an extension of Avram, like Shriach Shaladam Kamoso, that when you send a messenger, they're supposed to be for you, like one of the stories with someone in the Gedolim, that maybe it was the Chafetz Chaim, one of the Gedolim sent him to speak at one of the, I don't know if it was a Buddha convention or something in Europe, whatever they were called. And I guess he wanted, and they asked him to speak in the beginning, but he wanted to speak at the end. And he said, because the longer, I'm not sure if it's a Chofetz Chaim or not, but the longer, once I speak, my shlichus is over. Right now I could still be an Eved, I could still be a shliach. Yad Eved, Yad Rabbo. In other words, he could be part of a messenger. So that's what he points out, the greatness of Eliezer, that he struggled and nevertheless was able to overcome. That's the famous Al Tanya on the definition of a Beinoni. The Beinoni may be, on a certain level, maybe a Beinoni is even greater than a Tzaddik, because a Beinoni still has struggles, has Taivin, and overcomes his struggles. So here Eliezer, even though he wrestled with the issue because he wanted his own daughter to marry Yitzchak, nevertheless, the greatness of Eliezer, he didn't let his impulses and his taiva get in the way of his job. He went ahead and was totally on the job. He was a shliach, he was Eved Avram, and he wasn't Eliezer. And that's what the Torah not mentioning his name shows, that Eliezer fulfilled his shlichus 100%, that he took himself out of it, Eliezer the person, and he was strictly and solely only Eved Avram, and hence not mentioned in Chayei Sarah.